Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, there have been a lot of important broadcasts in InfoWars history. I myself have had a lot of very important broadcasts in my 8 years here at InfoWars. But perhaps on this Monday, July 25th, 2022, at least for the issue of free speech, or on the issue of does Alex Jones even get to exist and have a platform and have a voice and be on the air, as far as those issues are concerned, this might be the biggest transmission in InfoWars history. Now, Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex today, it's an honor. And I will be sitting in for Alex for the foreseeable future because Alex Jones is in court this week and next week and who knows how long, fighting for free speech for America and fighting for InfoWars to continue to go on. Let me lay out the basics here for you, and we'll get into the gruesome details coming up the rest of the way in the first hour with legal expertise coverage of what's about to go down. Then in the second hour, we'll have the legal experts in studio with me as well. But Alex Jones is going to be in court. In fact, I'm going to be in court some of these days as well. And so imagine how many other news outlets have to deal with that. None, really. In fact, there's really two other people, I would say, in media that deal with the political persecution anywhere close to the level of us here. And that's obviously Steve Bannon and Roger Stone and what they've had to go through. But so Alex Jones now in court all week fighting for his right to free speech and for America's right to free speech. And a lot of people may say, hey, that's not fair to say. That's not accurate to say. Alex Jones is in court for things that he said and he did. That has nothing to do with the free speech issue in America. Well, you'd be horribly mistaken if you fell for that lie. You'd be horribly mistaken. Now, again, we're going to go to the legal experts on this, so you don't have to hear my opinion as somebody that's involved or as a talk show host here with interest in the matter. You'll hear what the legal experts have to say coming up. But let me just ask you a question. Let's put it in the context of a question. If you had a radical liberal that was a judge, and that judge got an Alex Jones case in front of them, do you think they would be responding to the case from a perspective of, I need to put away any biases that I have, and I need to make sure that justice is done here and that we have a true, fair proceeding here? Or do you think that liberal might say, I've got Alex Jones in front of me. I've got one shot to destroy him. I've got one shot to destroy InfoWars. I'm going to take it. Now, let's just say that's a hypothetical question. How do you think that would go? And then depending on how that would go or how that potentially does go, you don't think that has implications for the rest of America? You don't think that has implications for the rest of the media? If an activist judge can just decide they don't like you and they're going to destroy you, and then that becomes precedent, if you don't see how that's dangerous for the future of this country, and if you don't see how that's dangerous for the future of free speech, then you're blind. So when we come back, we're going to be hearing legal experts' take, first response to what's about to go down in court. But folks, understand this. There's a reason why Alex Jones has been saying more than ever, this could be our last transmission. So I'll expand on that a little further before we go to the lawyers here on the Alex Jones Show when we return from this short break.
Sold out for more than 6 months, our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it can possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. Okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows, supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will be filling in for Alex for the foreseeable future. We're really not sure. It depends on how these court things go. Alex is in court today. For the foreseeable future as well. I'm also going to have to be in court, so even my exposure is going to be limited in the upcoming weeks as well. But to pick it up where I left off in the first opening segment here, a lot of people have been commenting, and you may have noticed more than ever, Alex comes on air and says this could be our last broadcast. And while we did have financial problems, and we were having problems funding ourselves here, the crew and everybody, we were able to assure that we could be funded through the summer with some of the sales we had, getting some products back in stock and having the money bomb and some generous donors. That all went down earlier this year in the beginning of spring. And we basically said, this is a big success. The audience has done it again. We've now got funding through the summer. So we took care of some of the financial stuff as far as that being a major issue, at least through the summer. So we said, hey, we've got the funding now. We can stay on air till the summer. And that's when we're going to have our next big challenge, which is the legal challenge. Now, we're going to hear from legal experts in this hour some of the gruesome details of what is about to happen in this court case going on all week and next week and for the foreseeable future. Then we're going to have Robert Barnes in studio with follow-up coverage and some of the latest breaking stuff as it begins. But there's a couple things that are key to understanding. One is there is no other media outlet that goes through what we go through. And that's not because we're criminals. That's not because we're bad people. That's not because we've done anything wrong. It's because we are really going head-to-head, toe-to-toe, intellectually, philosophically, politically, against the criminals that run this planet and have plans for world domination and depopulation. And they know we're one of the biggest threats standing in their way. Just as a populist voice, as a voice of reason and truth and hope, and patriotism and everything else. And so that's why InfoWars, or Alex Jones better yet, must be made an example of, must be destroyed. Now, here's an example. We've got a fantastic crew here. We've got an unbelievable multimedia operation here. But crew probably hasn't been given a raise in a long time. And they try to get judgments against me. And they say, we're going to get millions of dollars out of Owen Schroyer. We're going to get millions of dollars. Folks, I don't have millions of dollars. To be quite honest with you, I don't even have close to $1 million. But see, they see what we do here. They see our audience size. And then they just do a compare They compare to other people in media to see what they're making, and they say, there's no way Owen Schroyer doesn't have $1 million with his audience and what he's done. He has $1 million. We're going to find it. We're going to get it. They do the research. They have all my records. They have everything. There's no $1 million. We're not in it for money, folks. We're not in it for fame. We're not in it for fortune. Never has been that way. Never will be that way. Would I like millions of dollars? Would I like beachfront properties all around the world like all these great liberals? Of course I would. But I'd rather live in a free country with the opportunity for prosperity than to have all that momentarily. So just understand, there's a reason why InfoWars is target number one. There's a reason why Alex Jones is in court today, in my opinion, fighting for not only his right to free speech, but for the rights of free speech for all Americans. Now, here's a basic recap and introduction from the Barnes Free podcast that we're going to be going to for the rest of the hour, because forget about my opinion. Let's go to the legal experts who are covering this case. So here is the Barnes and Free podcast, just an introduction of what is coming up here, what Alex Jones, what InfoWars, what America is up against in the coming weeks in these important times, these perilous times for free speech, for InfoWars, and for America.
We'll get to everything, but let's start with the Alex Jones trial coming up. We're going to go over some stuff that we've already talked about in the past. How is it that Jones has been declared guilty on the merits by default?
Yeah, it's extraordinary. The suit that is going to trial this week in Austin, Texas, in Travis County, is by two plaintiffs who were the parents of a child who died at Sandy Hook. They sued Alex Jones on theories of defamation and intentional infliction of emotional distress. Even though Alex Jones, as I recall, never mentioned them by name ever, or said factually specific things about them by name ever. So it was a unique case in that regard, but the Texas Austin Court of Appeals basically established a perilous new precedent for speech and media in America, which was that if you say something that the government doesn't agree with and somebody is upset or offended by what you said and they have some connection at any level to the event, then you can be sued for intentional infliction of emotional distress without actually targeting any speech at them individually. So that was the first extraordinary development in his case, in this case that's going to trial. The second one is the media mythology about the case, and often the plaintiff's lawyers repeatedly lie about the nature of the evidence in the case. The mythology is that Alex Jones instigated and initiated and originated the hypothesis that Sandy Hook did not happen at all. That is completely and utterly false. 99% of what InfoWars printed, published, or broadcast concerning Sandy Hook acknowledged and admitted that the event occurred, that the children died, that it took place, who the shooter was. The questions that InfoWars primarily, and that Alex Jones primarily, raised concerned the culpability of Big Pharma and whether SSRI drugs were the appropriate medication, the questions about the psychiatric treatment of young men in America, the celebratization of gun violence by gaming in Hollywood culture, and the potential culpability and complicity in local police response times, and local politicians in the school safety arena providing adequate safety mechanisms for the children. And he said that they were going to wrongfully blame the gun and the law-abiding rights and Second Amendment rights of ordinary Americans as the culprit for these traumatic and tragic deaths. Midway through, several years after Sandy Hook, some callers would call in, and they raised questions about whether the deaths happened at all. And Jones responded in a way that could be interpreted as agreeing with their comments. That is the primary basis of the suit. Of the 7 million plus words broadcast by broadcast or published by InfoWars and Alex Jones, they've taken about less than 30 minutes of words scattered out over a 7-year time frame, and are saying that is the entire basis of their emotional trauma. What is the second significant factor about this case that is also extraordinary is that it's one of the only defamation cases ever brought where the plaintiffs did not timely seek a correction or retraction. Indeed, they didn't seek it until the eve of trial itself, the eve of suit itself. And so you have people saying that they were horribly traumatized by the words of Alex Jones, yet showed no evidence that they even heard the words of Alex Jones at the time. And if they were so traumatized, why didn't they write a single correction or retraction request for years? The other factor that's interesting about this case is that many of the plaintiffs involved are very political. They have people running for political office. They've campaigned for gun control. They clearly oppose Alex Jones on political grounds. The lawyers involved are all highly political and have pursued this case for political reasons and have explicitly said their purpose of the suit is to try to shut down and censor Alex Jones for good.
Major implications for amendment number one.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Courtroom to defend yourself, and the judge says, "Shut up, you're not allowed to defend yourself." Wouldn't be a pretty good feeling, would it? No, that would be pretty gut-wrenching, pretty stomach-sinking if that happened to you. Let's hope it never would. Let's hope it doesn't happen to Alex Jones. Here's more from the Barnes Free Podcast.
Now, what's even more extraordinary about this case is that the Alex Jones is being prevented from presenting any substantive defense on the legal merits. He's not being allowed to defend himself on whether or not he said what they claim he said. He's not being allowed to defend the context in which those words were said. He's not allowed to present all everything else that he said. He is not even allowed to say that his conduct wasn't outrageous. He's not even allowed to say that he is innocent. He is not even allowed to say that he sees this as a First Amendment issue. In fact, the words First Amendment and free speech, he cannot even come out of his mouth or any witness's mouth or his lawyer's mouth through the entire trial. Not only that, the case is being limited to damages, and the judge has instructed that the jury is not allowed to hear from Alex Jones or his lawyers about whether the emotional trauma they'll hear about these parents suffering had something to do with the person who shot their kids. That's not allowed to come up. So the jury is going to be left with the impression that this horrible trauma that these parents have suffered, the only person they're being allowed to blame is Alex Jones. So it is, in addition, Alex Jones has been denied his rights to bring motions to dismiss, denied his right to bring motions under the strategic litigation against public participation law, denied his rights to bring summary judgment motions, denied his rights to appeal summary judgment motions, denied his rights in some cases to appeal a motion to dismiss. It is unparalleled and unprecedented, the sequence of actions that have taken place. This case makes a Stasi or Soviet-style show trial look like an emblem of fairness by comparison. Last but not least, the judge presiding over the case here in Austin, Texas, was identified in the press as previously working as private counsel associated with Children Protective Services. What I can tell you that typically means, don't know yet whether it means that it's to this judge, but typically that means a judge who defends pedophiles, a judge who defends child abusers. That's the judge presiding over the Alex Jones case. This case is a case where the American judicial system is really on trial, and unfortunately the verdict looks like it will be a damnation of that system, even though the goal is to issue such a crazy verdict that they are able to completely take Alex Jones off the air.
Robert, I mean, so this is the question. I have so many, actually, because intentional infliction of emotional distress, conceptually I can understand. They're already going through trauma because, and I want everyone to understand this. It's a horrible, horrible incident. It's horror of the purest form. Nothing about a defense of Alex Jones is intended to be construed as denying it happened, denying the trauma of everyone who survived that and the parents who lost kids. None of that. This is a grotesque incident where the grotesqueness of the incident is not going to be somehow attenuated by railroading some podcaster radio host who might have said some things which could have been a little over the top from time to time, or even overtly over the top. The idea here is that you have Alex Jones is known for pushing the envelope of questioning narratives, floating hypotheses which are tenable sometimes, untenable other times. The emotional distress might have been aggravated. If someone comes out and says, you're lying, you never even had a kid, that can cause emotional distress. And if they do it at a loud enough bullhorn, they can cause emotional distress. I understand that. nonetheless, the idea to deny Alex the ability to defend, and this was purportedly on the basis for having defaulted or violated his obligations of disclosure under depositions.
Yeah, I mean, what's amazing is Alex Jones has produced more documents and sat for more hours of more testimony, as have other people in the case on behalf of InfoWars, than any media defendant I've ever heard of. And yet, even though he's turned over his text, he's turned over his emails, turned over stuff that was sent to a junk email box, turned over all kinds of documents and information, they said that he didn't turn over enough, and they called him default. Now, here's the real secret behind this and why I predicted that this was a risk from day one. And for those out there, I am not currently representing Alex Jones, so I am free to speak my mind. They're already, apparently I've heard, that the plaintiff's lawyers are complaining about me speaking out about the case. That's how corrupt these plaintiff's lawyers are. They're political hacks standing on the bodies of dead kids to line their pockets and take away other people's political rights. And I find it disgusting what they've done. And so, but in this particular context, Jones has produced more discovery than anybody. I can't find anyone that's produced more discovery than he is, and yet they pretended that he didn't. Why? Because they built their whole case on a big lie. Alex Jones didn't initiate and instigate any of this, number one. And number two, their big lie was that Alex Jones became famous and made his money because he lied about this. Totally and utterly false.
Yeah.
So what do you do when you know the evidence is going to disprove your theory? The financial evidence and documentary evidence and the email evidence. Well, you pretend it existed, but Alex Jones must have secretly destroyed it. That's why they had to go this path. Their whole case was built on a lie. The judges knew it. And the judges, in order to cover up that lie, needed to facilitate it and promote it by pretending he destroyed documents he never did.
He was, in fact, deposed. And he was deposed time and time again.
Exact, many, many times. I think he sat for like 8 days or something. And that doesn't include everybody else for InfoWars who sat for day after day after day after day after day after day of deposition. They turned over emails that they shouldn't have even had to turn over. I mean, they were sent emails in their spam email where someone was trying to plant child CP on their computer system. And because they turned over all of their emails, anything they'd ever got, even if they'd never read it, then they were accused by the plaintiff's lawyers of sending CP to the families. Utterly false. Another big fat lie by the lawyers and the media. That's how much he turned over. And like when you dig down and try to get to what exactly it was he didn't turn over, it ends up being very weak. And by the way, that's not the default standards in America. I have never seen a default judgment issued in America on these grounds, ever. It's supposed to be specific to the specific fact that wasn't turned over. That issue can be, if they weren't able to independently acquire the evidence, that fact can be admitted against them. That's not what this judge has done. This judge has not allowed him to defend himself on the substantive merits based on a made-up theory of the plaintiff's lawyers that the judges knew was false, had reason to know was false, and in order to cover it up and punish and prosecute Alex Jones, they need to do this. And by the way, everybody, people might say, why should I care? Alex Jones admits he made mistakes about his Sandy Hook reporting. Maybe these people out there don't like Alex Jones. Because, folks, the same reason we talked about it in 2018 when they banned him from all the social media. We said, this is a template. Alex Jones is the example, and they're coming for you next. And the legal theory they got approved in this case is that if you say anything that the government doesn't agree with, that somebody else feels emotionally offended by, they can now sue you into bankruptcy. And if Alex Jones is any example, you won't even get to defend yourself on the merits in front of a trial by jury.
It's very important, folks. Remember, Alex Jones was a test case for censorship. They censored the president after that. This is another.
Sold out for more than 6 months. Our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it could possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals, okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarStore.com for 40% off because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows, supply chain breakdowns it may not happen. So get your vitamin mineral fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, the media likes to attack Alex Jones, and they show you a portrait of Alex with his head on fire. Like, oh, wow, you know, he must be crazy because he's passionate and rambunctious about the issues and the topics he covers. Like, for example, when Alex Jones is covering free speech issues in the digital marketplace, yeah, Alex's head is on fire. Or at least you might think listening, because he understood before most others the implications of censorship on the internet. He understood that if it was going to be Alex Jones, that was the test case, that it would only be the beginning. And so he was up here as a firebrand saying, if they censor me, they censor you next. And then they censored him. And there was barely any backlash. In fact, even most Republicans supported it, including on Fox News, who have an issue with censorship now, unironically. But you see, we understood Alex was the test case then, for censorship on the internet. Now you see where we're at 4 years later. Even the president of the United States gets censored. Congress members get censored. Everybody getting censored. This case that Alex is going through now is the next test case. So just like we were all Alex Jones dealing with internet censorship, now we're all Alex Jones dealing with free speech rights and really just basic legal principles and justice in a courtroom. So everybody should be concerned about this case. More from the legal experts on why.
Because people have to appreciate that he's been foreclosed from pleading on the basis of default for failure to produce documents, whatever. He had been deposed multiple times. And again, everybody, this is not to defend Alex Jones. This is to defend the process that needs to be respected in order for there to be justice, and not literally judgments in the absence of defense, because that's not a system anymore. That's just an execution. And Alex Jones admitted that he said things that were wrong. I brought up one chat, which is actually, I think, quite on point. Winning Reality says Alex was set up. Yet the disinformation was calculated and organized. The calls were mostly strategy. They pulled him in the direction they wanted him to go. Alex got so big he disconnected from his space. Maybe not that. But the idea that, look, we know how agitators can work, how agent provocateur can work. Knowing what they wanted to do, get someone to call in, get him to run with it, you get the soundbite, and you get Alex Jones saying something like, crisis actors, which would imply that there were actually, their kids were not actually killed, or that they're acting. And that's distressing. I can appreciate that that's distressing. What would be the defenses? I'd like to hear on the merits. What would be the quantum of the damages? It has to be realistically correlated to what's going on. Is the distressing part that somebody you're going to call a kook or a wacko says you're crisis actors, and not the fact that your actual child was killed in this incident? Put a quantum on it. But there has to be a process that has to be respected. And if it's not respected, you no longer have a judicial system. You just have show trials like we saw with Steve Bannon.
Exactly. Well, that may be a good bridge into Bannon. So the trial happened this week. Aviva's here to cover it. I may be in and out of the courtroom depending on circumstances. Again, I'm not official counsel of record for the Connecticut lawyers and others that may be listening out there. But I'm not going to be silenced just because they would like me to be. Now, who knows? These judges are capable of crazy things. If they try crazy things, I will seek my relief and remedy accordingly. But it's a sign of where we're at. And more people should be more concerned with this case, regardless of what they think about Sandy Hook, regardless of what they think about Alex Jones, because this is about the American judicial system looking like an embarrassment. Just like the January 6th cases, and as a good bridge, just like the disgrace of a case that was the Steve Bannon trial.
And just one thing before we get there, Robert. The idea that a lot of people have never heard of Alex Jones until Sandy Hook, a lot of people in the mainstream didn't. And I remember I only knew vaguely of Alex Jones because Howard Stern made fun of him from time to time. So at the time of Sandy Hook, I do remember what Alex Jones was saying, talking about a hoax. They were walking around the school as if it was a drill, floating the idea, entertaining a caller, talking about crisis actors. People are saying there were lies about Sandy Hook. I'll go with the plausible scenario now that we've lived through a Uvalde, that maybe the reason why they rushed to destroy the school was to hide the fact that it didn't have basic safety protocol. I can appreciate that argument, which some people might call conspiracy theory and others might just call liability theory. But most people didn't know about Alex Jones in the mainstream until this. It put him in the crosshairs, and they're making an example of him. And the question is, Robert, I mean, what do you think is reasonable that can be expected by way of any condemnation for the quantum?
Well, I see it as a threefold question, because one is the statute of limitations should have barred these claims. Texas law requires you to make a correction or retraction request before suit. That didn't happen here. So procedurally, this case never should have been brought, period. Should have been dismissed right out of the gate. Secondly, the constitutional requirement of colloquium means that you have to make a specific factual statement about a specifically identified individual. Now, sometimes you can identify that individual by image or by association rather than by name, but here there were too many people involved for someone to be, for them to know that it was about that person. Third, it has to be credible. So historically, in other words, your friends or others have to believe it's true about you, or it doesn't function as defamation. It doesn't impact your character. Here, there's no evidence that happened at all. There's no evidence that anybody in their community really believed that they were not real. And in fact, the very nature of saying someone's not real is not necessarily attacking that person, because you're saying they're not real in the first place. You're saying that's somebody else up there. So this does not fit the definition of defamation. Procedurally, it never should have been allowed under the law. And constitutionally, it didn't meet the standard under the First Amendment right to protection of freedom of speech in the press. But I agree, the real story here was the reason why so many people were suspicious about what happened was in part because the Obama administration chose to politically weaponize it and politicize it. They said that, you know, people connected to them said they were going to stand on the, literally said they're going to stand on the graves of these dead kids to get gun control in America, to strip people of their Second Amendment rights. That led to a lot of people being suspect because of the history of government false flags when they try to take away people's rights. And the other aspect was the very peculiar behavior of the politicians in Connecticut who were hiding information from their sunshine laws. It turned out what they were hiding was pertinent to Uvalde, in that because if the truth had come out, the politicians would have been properly judged and school safety would have dramatically improved in America, but gun control would have failed as an agenda. So they were willing to sacrifice more kids' lives to get gun control in America. And because what was it they didn't do? They didn't have a basic mechanism to lock the doors from the inside. And because they couldn't, they found the kids stacked up in bathrooms, folks. These kids would not have been dead had they had basic safety mechanisms in place. The school politicians, and they got away with it. And they got away with it because the courts let them get away with it. They got away with it because the Obama administration let them get away with it. They got away with it because the media let them get away with it. And part of this whole case is to blame Alex Jones for Sandy Hook when it was the school politicians who led to Sandy Hook happening at the scale it did, and probably had something to do with Uvalde. They didn't want people raising questions about school safety. Don't ask any questions about whether the politicians stuffed cash in their pockets rather than spend it on kid safety. They didn't want to ask questions about police response times. They didn't want questions about Big Pharma. They didn't want questions about the kid who committed the shooting, about his poor mental health treatment. They didn't want questions about being able to have guns, like the person in Indiana, constitutional carry. And he had Kyle Rittenhouse level accuracy. And that's why a lot of lives are alive today in Indiana, because he exercised that constitutional right to carry and took that guy out with some of the best shooting anybody's seen since Kyle Rittenhouse.
15 seconds, 40 to 50 meters away with a handheld pistol. And the CNN ran the headline, an armed pedestrian and not a damn hero. But okay.
Exactly. So that's why we're at. This is a scary show trial in America. It makes the Chicago 7 trial look like an icon of judicial ethics.
We all knew our government, we all knew politicians were corrupt, but we're really seeing how bad it is.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
So here's the new Democrat strategy. Somebody guilty in the court of public opinion, just in general, not even on the basics of a certain issue or topic, just in general, this person is guilty in the court of public opinion. They're bad, they're guilty, and they run all their propaganda and they run all their hit pieces. You could say Alex Jones is an example. You could say Donald Trump is an example. You could say Steve Bannon, Roger Stone. You could show the examples. So they just declare you guilty, you're bad in the court of public opinion. Then when they get you in a courtroom, they just say, oh, you're guilty. And that's the new process. So innocent until proven guilty, a cornerstone of our legal system, a cornerstone of justice in this country, innocent till proven guilty, is being thrown out the window now. And we all know why. So whether you love Alex Jones or you hate Alex Jones, if you don't understand the implications of saying innocent till proven guilty no longer applies here, innocent till proven guilty, we're going to take that cornerstone out of our justice and legal system foundation. If you don't understand how that hurts you, if you don't understand how that goes beyond Alex Jones, whether you love him or hate him, then you have been blinded. You have been lobotomized. And you have been propagandized into celebrating your own demise. And a lot of that goes on, specifically in reference to liberals and Democrats. They celebrate getting rid of the First Amendment. They celebrate getting rid of the Second Amendment. And they don't even understand how they're celebrating their own demise. It's incredible levels of propaganda.
And they just think, oh, we got Alex Jones. I got Alex Jones. Not even a victory for them. They don't know Alex Jones. They don't even listen to Alex Jones. They don't know anything about Alex Jones. But they just are told, Alex Jones is bad. And if we get Alex Jones, that's a victory for me. Even if I have to sacrifice my own prosperity, my own future, my own rights, I got Alex Jones. I feel accomplished. Not understanding how Alex's fate is their own fate. So we go back to the legal experts now. Again, on why people should be concerned about this case.
So I'm you know, here to defend Alex Jones in the court of public opinion because I believe in him, because Alex Jones is innocent of the main of a lot of the claims that have been made against him. And when we get to damages, even if you say, OK, I think this case should also have gone on. I don't believe in the constitutional defense. I don't believe in the procedural defense. I don't believe in the statutory rights. OK. How much money is Alex Jones supposed to pay? Some of the people that are suing are like not even related to people who died there. Is everybody supposed to just start getting big checks, even though they never complained at the time about Alex Jones? I mean, we kind of all know that these are fraudulent complaints. These people didn't suffer great emotional trauma because of what Alex Jones said. They're lying about it. I suffer a lot of tragedies in my lifetime. You know what? That doesn't give me a right to line my pockets with other people's money, and it doesn't give me the right to take away other people's rights. And everybody's scared because, like, man, these people suffered a horrible trauma. Again, some of the people suing didn't. Some of them are just like FBI guys. I mean, what a crock. But for those that did suffer a horrible trauma, yeah, that's terrible. It doesn't give you the right to line your pockets with other people's money for trauma you know you didn't really suffer because of what they said. And it doesn't give you the right to take away other people's rights, the freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and the Second Amendment, just because you don't like what happened. And so at some point, trauma, this victim identification idea that, hey, I'm a victim, I'm now morally superior. I'm a victim, now I get to dictate to everybody what's going to happen with their rights. Now I get to demand money from other people, like reparations, like other things. I don't agree with that as a fundamental premise. And it's scared too many people off from defending Alex Jones in these cases because they're like, geez, I don't want to be on the side against the Sandy Hook parents. And I'm tired of it, to be honest with you.
No, and Robert, I can tell you, like, the pushback I got from even the prospect of having Alex Jones on for a sidebar with you, people just they have a misconception of Alex Jones to begin with. But setting that aside, one thing I want to touch on. I remember at the time the parents who were suing and the plaintiffs who were suing said that they were receiving harassment. They were getting stalked and doxxed and harassed by people who were incited or influenced or motivated by Alex Jones's discourse. I remember hearing it at the time and just taking it for granted, but now I wonder in retrospect whether or not that was accurate.
I've seen zero evidence of it. Zero evidence. So, like, Megyn Kelly once reported, it's in the new Alex's War documentary, which is a pretty solid documentary, which I saw this weekend at the premiere with Alex and some other folks. It's not a pro-Alex documentary, but it's a pretty reasonable one in terms of being balanced and appropriate. But in that documentary, it repeated what Megyn Kelly had said, where a defense lawyer for someone had blamed InfoWars for this person stalking somebody that was connected to Sandy Hook. Problem is, if you dig into the record, that wasn't really true. That was a defense lawyer looking for an excuse that he thought a liberal judge would buy as to go down on sentencing. InfoWars, because in how you would know that? Because if you actually followed and read InfoWars at the time, you knew that Paul Joseph Watson, the editor of InfoWars, was always critical of anybody who raised questions about Sandy Hook. You knew how often InfoWars said Sandy Hook happened. You knew that through most of the time period, Alex Jones always said InfoWars that Sandy Hook happened. So you knew how that was an exceptional and an occasional and rare and not customary opinion. So you knew that his people weren't behind any of it. And to my knowledge, wait for trial. My guess is they will not produce one person who will say that they did anything bad directly to the Sandy Hook people because of Alex Jones and InfoWars. They've had years to develop the evidence, over 10 years now. There'll be zero evidence to support that media myth.
Rob, I'm going to bring up Little Rock's. Little Rock is an attorney, people. Little Rock, hope you're doing well. Robert, you are fired up. I have been this way for a few years on other issues I've seen in the Eighth Circuit. If you can or have time, tell us why 80% of attorneys are Democrat.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to a friend of mine here in Austin about some cases of his that have gone crazy, and it's because the lawyers are overwhelmingly from the professional managerial class that thinks they're God's gift to the universe, that thinks they're here to tell you what to do in your life. That's how they handle their own cases and clients. And they think they're right, and they think they should govern the rest of us. It's just read Gorsuch's wonderful footnote in his concurring opinion in West Virginia versus EPA, where he describes this was Woodrow Wilson's mindset in the 19-teens. This has been the progressive, so-called progressive movement, was always a professional managerial class movement to govern the rest of us. And as Mark Grobert recently pointed out on his answering questions about the JFK assassination with Eric Hunley on America's Untold Stories, where you can find on YouTube, and at unstructured.locals.com, where they put up a lot of inside information, a whole bunch of stuff.
They're amazing. Everyone should check them out.
Absolutely. Do great work. We will be live with them probably a week from Friday for the monthly Freeform Friday show. That's always fun and educational, sometimes in surprising ways. But as he put as he pointed out in Eisenhower's farewell address, one of the things he highlighted was not just the military-industrial complex, but he said this new professional class, managerial class, running things is probably a problem because of how they will arrogate power to themselves for arrogance. That's how lawyers are taught and trained. That's the socioeconomic class that they currently occupy. That's the class that they come from overwhelmingly. Very few working class kids go to law school these days. And so those of us who are more populist or people-oriented or little d democratic-oriented, unfortunately, we are the rare exception, as Little Rock mentions, in the practice and profession of law. It's why people like Alex Jones have such trouble even finding lawyers willing to defend him. And I have been the only lawyer willing to defend him in the court of public opinion. And I was doing it before I was his lawyer. I've done it after I was no longer his legal counsel or in these cases. And that's because he's right. And it's because America deserves better than what we're getting. And because I believe in the rule of law. And what we saw in the District of Columbia this week was not respect for the rule of law.
Well, all right. That's time for the segue. We've covered it. Stick around, people. One last question, Robert. He gets to appeal, obviously.
Yes. The problem is they can often collect on judgments while the appeal is pending, and they clearly want to go in and seize. They want to seize all of InfoWars and shut them down overnight. That's the goal here. And they have a judge who completely disrespects the rule of law, so will likely try to accommodate that.
Okay. All right. Now let's do it now. Why is it not considered a conflict of interest for lawyers to be the ones writing and voting on law?
Well, we have too many lawyers in Congress, too many lawyers in all these positions. And that's true. Like the UK, same problem. They used to have a bunch of labor party used to actually be laborers, coal miners and people like that. Go back to the 40s, go back to the 50s in the UK. Now they don't exist. The Labor Party is a bunch of lawyers, and that's why they're a bunch of wokesters. This is a class of people we cannot allow to have power. Power should be dispersed amongst ordinary people who have a diverse set of life experiences, not a small professional managerial class that thinks they're God's gift to the world.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.